Thomas Massie introduces repeal of Gun-Free School Zones Act by A.W.R. Hawkins on August 30, 2025. Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, is pushing a repeal of the Gun-Free School Zones Act, 1990, in order to make it easier for law-abiding teachers, faculty, and others to be armed to fend off would-be attackers on school campuses. The Gun-Free School Zones Act was put in place by President George H.W. Bush, R., barring the possession of a firearm in a school zone and thereby creating myriad gun-free soft targets in places filled with defenseless children, teachers, and school staff. Massie wants to see the Gun-Free School Zones Act repealed as a way of removing the soft target moniker from schools around the country. Gun Owners of America praised Massie's push, saying, Congress needs to abandon the failed federal gun-free schools policy and arm willing teachers instead. The National Association for Gun Rights also lauded Massie's efforts to repeal the Gun-Free School Zones Act. The day after a trans shooter opened fire on a Minneapolis Catholic school, Breitbart News pointed to a Crime Prevention Research Center, CPRC, report noting that the attacker sought out a gun-free zone on purpose. In his manifesto, the trans shooter made clear he wanted to attack a place where people would be unarmed as they were when James Holmes attacked a gun-free movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, in 2012. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get downrange at breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at R. Hawkins at breitbart.com.